From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now the latest in the failed attempt to detonate a car bomb in Times Square over the weekend. Here's what we know. Someone parked an SUV on 45th Street near Broadway around dinner time on Saturday. And that SUV was filled with gasoline, propane tanks, fireworks, and fertilizer. It was meant to blow up, injuring or killing anyone who might have been passing by. But that's all we know. And as the investigation continues, more questions remain than answers. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Television networks have been playing a particular video almost on a continuous loop. A man stops in front of a storefront, not far from where the car bomb was parked near Times Square. He takes off a blue sweatshirt to reveal a red shirt beneath. He looks over his shoulder several times in the direction of the SUV and puts his sweatshirt into his backpack and continues along his way. Is he a suspect? For the past 24 hours, it seemed like he was. Then today, New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly tamped down such speculation.
Is this person a suspect, a person
no.
of interest?
No, not in any way.
That's Commissioner Kelly speaking on CNN this morning.
He'd be totally innocent. This is one of the first videos that we obtained. We thought it warranted an interview. He's taking his shirt off. That was a very warm day. But this happens just around the time that the pops start to go off inside the car.
Law enforcement sources say they're starting to think that the man caught in that videotape doesn't have anything to do with the bomb. That may be because they've obtained a second video. This one was taken by a tourist from Pennsylvania who was videotaping mounted policemen in Times Square. His film apparently caught someone running north on Broadway around the time that the bomb was discovered. Kelly said that man isn't considered a suspect either. He said investigators would just like to speak to the men captured in both videos. Investigators have already spoken to the registered owner of the car. That person lives in Connecticut and didn't report the car as stolen. In fact, he sold the car to someone else 3 weeks ago. So the next step is to figure out who was driving the car on Saturday night. The NYPD is trolling through hundreds of hours of surveillance video and talking to possible witnesses. Law enforcement officials close to the case told NPR that they believe the evidence is starting to point to some sort of international link to the attack. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bomb over the weekend, but law enforcement officials say they don't think the plot has any Taliban links. What it may have is some sort of internet connection to terrorist groups overseas, but officials declined to be more specific. And they quickly cautioned that this early in the investigation, all theories are still being tested. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told NBC's Today show that as eager as people are to find out who is behind the attempted bombing, the investigation needs to play out.
Right now, every lead has to be pursued. We would caution against premature decisions one way or the other.
Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.